Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 783. It's the 23rd of May, 2017. On the podcast today, I have Greg Kunzel, the Managing Director of Georgian Mining Corporation. That's GEO. And Greg talks about today's oversubscribed placing and subscription to raise $7 million US, that is, and tells us exactly what they'll do with the funds. Plus, I also have David Lindsley, CEO of Pembridge Resources. That's P-E-R-E. And David talks about the possibility of them listing on the main market. Also, as always, I have the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. And the top five most liked RNSs on the platform this morning.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Greg Kunzel, Managing Director of Georgian Mining Corporation. That's GEO, ticker G-E-O. Greg, thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Justin.
Yeah, some significant news out today, and we'll get to that a bit. And the stock price looks like it's reacting positively to that news. But for people not aware of your company, Greg, give a brief summary as to what you're all about, please.
Sure. Georgian Mining Corporation has a 860 square kilometre mining licence in Georgia. We have approximately 14 targets within that licence area, most of which have been had historic exploration undertaken on them. We are currently focused on one of those targets, a project bar called Kavemo Bolnizi, and we've been actively exploring and developing there over the last 12 months. It's turning into quite a sizable copper-gold deposit, and we've had some fantastic drill results over particularly the last couple of months. We're in the process of upgrading our JORC resource at the moment. And I guess one of the other key points to note is that given the proximity to our partners operating copper gold mines and copper float plant and gold heap leach plants, we've got the potential for, well, we're looking at going into near-term production by the end of this year.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, the news out today, you're oversubscribed placing to raise $7 million, yes, US dollars. So take us through, this is a fair chunk of money. What's it going to be used for, Greg?
It is. Look, the funds are going to be used to continue to advance Kavemo Bolnizi. We've explained to the market previously that given the potential to go into production in the short term and given the demand from our partners, float plant and heap leach plants, that is still a priority. But over the past couple of months, we've had some really good success, some fantastic success with the drill bit. We've had some excellent results on both the copper and the gold drilling. And what was originally two to three individual targets now look like they're one significant large open pit footprint target. We announced some results on drilling a couple of weeks ago, which included one exceptional drill result, which was 15 metres at 15%, including 5 at 40 from only 47 metres. And the other exciting aspect of those drill holes was that we were seeing continuation of the copper sulphide at depth as well. So we've now got a significant target to explore. We've got another 1.5 kilometres of combined strike to test at KB. So the reason for raising those funds was really to continue the momentum on that exploration and development.
Excellent stuff. And you've had a couple of funds taking some of your shares. Are you getting some more interest here at the moment now from in the project there?
Well, we are. I mean, and there's been a significant level of interest, which is obviously shown by the fact that this placing was significantly oversubscribed. There's been a lot more interest from small funds and institutions in the UK. We had significant demand out of Canada as well, and also existing shareholders. The two existing funds who have disclosable stakes in the company both participated in this placing, and we believe we've we've really strengthened the share register as well. So, I think all in all, a very, very good result for the company. We've had fantastic results on the exploration and development side, and now we have secured sufficient funding to make sure the project is significantly de-risked moving forward.
Yeah, we often hear sometimes that companies say they're oversubscribed, but in your case, this seems like a genuine. And what are you saying? You could have probably raised more if you wanted to, or what's the
deal? Look, it was significantly more. I mean, sometimes people have sort of demand for an extra 10 quid and they say it's oversubscribed, but yeah. I can comfortably say that the number was quite significant. We as a company decided not to take all of the money on offer. One of the reasons was we didn't feel that it was necessary to have that extra dilution, and that we could achieve all that we really want to achieve in the coming 6 to 12 months with the $7 million that we've announced today.
Yeah, okay, excellent stuff. So what's next, Greg? What news can we expect for you coming out next?
Look, we've been continuing drilling on the gold oxide zone. We announced the first 45 drill holes on the gold a couple of weeks ago. We've got another 20 drill holes coming out in the next couple of weeks. That'll be followed up with the initial gold resource at Kavemo Bolnese. We'll also do an upgrade to the copper resource. So that'll be three significant pieces of news flow over the next 6 to 8 weeks. The next step after that is finalizing the agreement with our partner to move into production on initially the gold and then the copper sulfides. So we look forward to updating the market as we finalize the timing and the economics of that agreement.
Okay, cool. Well, if someone's listening right now and they're not following you and they think they like the sound of this project going forward, just give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button, please, Greg.
I'm sure. Look, the company's operating in a region that's well known for its mineralization. The Tethyan Belt's host to many, many significant producing companies as well as exploration projects. So it's a known region. We have what's turning out to be a significant copper gold deposit, something that we feel is has the potential to become a world-class discovery size deposit. And third is we have the ability to de-risk and validate the project moving forward by accessing our partner's plant and being able to move into production, which will de-risk significantly and has the benefit of generating cash flow as well to help what is a significant exploration and development play.
Excellent, Greg. Good to chat to you, and look forward to chatting again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Lindsley, Chief Executive Officer of Pembridge Resources. Ticker there is PERE. David, thanks for joining me.
Hello, good morning, Justin.
Now, for people not aware of Pembridge, could you give us a summary of what the business is all about, please, David?
Yes, of course. I mean, Pembridge is currently an AIM-listed shell, and I got involved back in February, brought in a team of highly experienced mining engineers and geologists to join me to help us look to acquire compelling projects in the base and precious metals space.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, and I'd advise people to go and check out some of the people that have been sort of signed up, because they have got some very impressive CVs and track records worth checking out there. And yes, you're obviously building a vehicle here to intend to go somewhere and do something. Mm-hmm. So we found that the last 2 days the share price has fallen quite heavily after the announcement yesterday about the relisting of AIM. So can you give us the options of what was going to happen with the company, David, and now what you're going to do or you expect to do?
Well, yes, as the announcement said yesterday, we're going to be seeking a standard listing on the LSE. And the reason for that is we decided that it was, by going down the standard route, it would give us more flexibility with our strategy. And it would also, improve the opportunity for us to create shareholder returns, to be quite frank. Now, there's nothing wrong with with an AIM Rule 8 or AIM Rule 15 RTO shelters. It just doesn't suit our strategy. So we discussed it, the board and the management discussed it, and we discussed it with our legal advisors, and across the board it was decided it was the right thing to do. And it was quite nice for me yesterday after the announcement came out. I saw the reaction to the share price, which quite frankly I found extraordinary, because I got a series of messages from our larger shareholders, and they were very supportive of the plan and the idea, and keen to see what happens next. I mean, the going on to the standard list makes absolutely no difference. It just gives us more flexibility. So we see it as only a good thing. So see the reaction is kind of a surprise.
Yeah. So what were the limitations, you know, afforded you under the AIM rules, David?
Well, I think I don't want to go into too much detail, but what I can say is that when you're looking to deploy the strategy that we intend to deploy, we wanted to give ourselves the ability to get the maximum amount of control over the projects that we would invest in. And so we felt that under the current guidelines that we would be able to achieve that more likely by making an application to the LSE, to the standard listing, than as a Rule 8.
Yeah, and you also had that time constraint on you, didn't you? Was it 6 months from December the 14th, I think? Was that right?
Well, that's right. And it doesn't help, does it? Because you, I know people write about RTOs and they kind of flippantly say, well, just do an RTO. Well, when you're looking at the sort of assets that we're looking at, you don't just flick a switch and RTO them into a shell in the course of a few weeks. I mean, it takes, you know, significant negotiations to do something. And of course, it doesn't really help if you're trying to negotiate and at the same time on the other side of the table knows that you've got a time constraint.
Yeah, it sort of weakens your hand, I suppose, if you know you have to get it done. And exactly. And even if the other company knows you have to get it done, it doesn't help really for your negotiating strength. But also, so people now who are holding the stock and a bit worried about the fall, I mean, so what kind of reassurances can you give you? I know, as you said in your RNS yesterday, you know, you can't be guaranteed of any listing, LSE listing, but I suppose you have to say that. But as far as you're concerned, a lot of work has gone into this, hasn't it? So you're not going to let it go by the wayside, you know?
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. And the strategy that you and I discussed whenever it was a few weeks ago, I can't remember when we last did one of these.
Yeah, start of the month,
That hasn't changed. In fact, I think I can safely say that we have made real progress with some of the projects that we're looking at, and we're very comfortable with the opportunity here for us to generate significant value for our shareholders. And I know I say that all the time. I often talk about significant value and compelling opportunities. I don't want to end up sounding like Theresa May is sounding like, you know, strong and stable, but it is the case. You know, we are the opportunity is unchanged, and we've just felt that having the standard listing would afford us more flexibility. And you know, then you get feedback as well. You know, I've been speaking to international investors, and you know, you talk about the structure, and they say, well, you know, would you look at a standard listing? Because we feel that that's better. Now, that's just perception, obviously, but it's something that one has to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, you know, a lot of the fall last day and today is probably down to two reasons. One is the uncertainty, because there's a bit of a change here. And two, you know, on AIM, you do get a lot of short-term traders who are prepared, maybe not prepared, to lock their money up for the time it takes for you to relist. And so do you know how long approximately that will take to become a relist?
Well, no, I don't. I know that, I mean, obviously I talked to the lawyers about it, and we talked to our advisors, and I don't see it as being a terribly long process. Certainly not materially longer than the Rule 8 process. So yeah. You know, it's not like we're going to see ourselves suspended for 6 months or some silly thing. It's based on the advice I've received. It's materially no different from what we were doing. So okay. if people think that suddenly the shares are going to disappear, I'm afraid they're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, David, if anyone's listening now and they're thinking, well, you know, because listen, you know, it's the old adage, isn't it? Buy low, sell high. Now, a lot of people get that wrong. They tend to buy high and sell low. And but at the moment, you've had a bit of a drop. So if people are seeing this, they like the team you've built up there and your strategy going forward, and they're not following you on Vox Markets. Could you give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please?
Well, it's the same reasons that we discussed a month ago. You know, we have a compelling pipeline here of projects that we can that we're pursuing. We have a very strong team, and we will have a vehicle to do this with. And I think that in itself makes for a very interesting opportunity. I mean, obviously, I can't say to people you have to buy or sell. That's not my job, and people have to make their own minds up about things like that. But the opportunity set that we discussed a month ago is the same, if not better, right now, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. David, thanks very much for coming on and, clarifying a few things and hopefully putting some shareholders' minds at rest a bit. So that's quite good. So, listen, exciting times ahead. And so I look forward to chatting to you again in the not-too-distant future.
Indeed. And we should also try and also think about what the events of the past 12 hours or so tends to put all this into perspective, don't you think?
Exactly. And I just speaking to someone previously, and in fact, someone tweeted out saying, I feel bad talking about the markets, you know, in these kind of situations. But I think, you know, it's a thing we should do. We should go on doing what we do and not let those things affect us, but also, you know, pay respects to victims and their families, but not let these people affect the way we live our lives, you know. So, carry on. David, good to speak to you. Speak soon, hopefully.
Indeed. Take care. Thanks, Justin.
All right. It's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They were at 5, always there, Ascent Resources, AST. At 4, PCG Entertainment, that's PCG ticker. At 3, Challenger Acquisitions, CHAL. At 2, I had Steve from Asia Met Resources on the podcast yesterday, ARS. And number 1 most followed company on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours was Echo Energy. See? And ticker there is Echo. And, of course, a lot of news coming through there, a lot of confidence there from the board, and share prices rising accordingly. Okay, top 5 most liked RSs on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and related, really, to Echo Energy. Sound Energy, SOU, proposed board change at 5. At 4, Sound Energy, final TE results and revised estimates. At 3, I spoke to Greg earlier on the podcast, it's Geo and Georgian Mining Corporation, oversubscribed placing to raise $7 million. At 2, it's OilX, OEX, Cambay production update, at C73 and C77. And number 1, the most liked RNS on the podcast on Vox Markets this morning was from Andalas Energy and Powers, ADL, a placing, lifting and suspension, and operations update. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.